This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's right. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. It's been a fun one thus far, and it's even more fun whenever we get the opportunity to chat with our guy, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. His name is Ben Olsen. Ben, how you doing, brother?
Hi, John. Hi, Reggie. How you guys doing?
Man, we are doing great. So excited to talk to you because last time we talked to you, it was not the same spirits, I don't think, as it's been lately. You guys have been doing some great things. Obviously got some signings in, beat Austin FC, which is something that you always love to see, and got a victory in the Open Cup. And I want to talk about all of that, but first I have to ask you something very important, a much more important question. Seeing as Mother's Day is this Sunday, what was the time that you recall that you annoyed or disappointed your mother the most?
Oh, I put her through it. I got to be honest with you.
We all do.
I was a pretty good kid overall, though. But every now and then, I'd do something where she would chase me, and she'd want to get a hold of me. She'd try to slap me, but I was just too quick at an early age. I was too quick. And we had a big table, and I'd just stay on the opposite side of the table, and she could never get me. She'd go around, and I just go to the other side of the table, and yeah, I was quick early. I avoided it. That really infuriated her. She would give up, and she'd catch me later, though. She'd eventually catch me.
Oh yeah, it always comes back. Like you're never getting away forever. But I mean, look, that's why you were a pacey midfielder, right? Like obviously, that was the start of it all, right?
That's right.
Sorry, you were saying?
No, that's when she pushed me into sports. Yeah, pretty quick.
Would you
soccer fields?
I was just going to ask you, would you kick around the soccer ball in the house? That had to have been a sticky,
yeah, I broke ball. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, I broke a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And she had a lot of collectibles. They were into antiques, and I used to break stuff all the time. Windows, backyard, neighbors' windows. That's a good one, too. I used to break the neighbor's window. Ours, they were fine with, but when the neighbors came over and like, look, he broke another one, that cost money.
Hey, but getting back to the Dynamo here, you know, we've had you on from the very start, before the very start, and you were very adamant, hey, this isn't the squad. This isn't the squad we're going to have. You know, we're going to be looking, we're going to be adding, we're going to be tweaking. How is that coming along? Because you've done some of that. How do you feel like the squad is setting up right now?
Well, as you know, last time we chatted, we weren't in a great way. I mean, it was a real work in progress, and we still are to a certain extent. But we've leveled off here, and I think we understand a little more who we are. We've also got some players in that we think complement our group right now and make us better. This whole second part of the season or before summer is really about incorporating these guys. And that's a hard thing to do, right? Because everybody already went through preseason. We know who we are. So now you have 5, 6, 7 guys that you're trying to put into, you know, and figure out how we click. It's a little bit of a dance. It's a little bit tricky, but it's nice to have these options. It's nice to have the depth right now. We've got a lot of games coming in May. Every 3 days we're playing, so it is a good time because you're almost forced to utilize 20, 22 guys. So at the end of this month, we're going to know exactly who we are, and hopefully we can creep up in the standings. You know, the wins have been a little bit hard to come by this year, but over the last month, I think we've leveled off and started gaining some points.
Yeah, and you're only 5 points off of Dallas there, sitting in that final kind of playoff spot as of right now. Speaking of like kind of Texas teams, you've recently got a victory over Austin FC, and lo and behold, there you go. They're your next opponent in the Open Cup. Like, how insightful is that, recently just playing against that team and then getting them again here soon?
Yeah, it's good, but they also just saw us, right? So we all go back to the drawing board and we dissect that film and try to go after their weaknesses and try to identify their strengths and fix some stuff. But, yeah, our league's interesting because you're always kind of two or three wins away from a playoff spot. And that makes it, you know, you can have stretches where it's not so good and still get into the postseason. But we got to start soon. We got to start really racking up some wins before the summer to put us in a good place down the stretch.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I have a sense, just watching the squad and you know, how, you know, the rotations and the rosters and the lineups, et cetera. You're doing, you know, they call soccer coaches in this case, but they call them managers for a reason. Are you managing more personalities as much as anything this year, simply because it is such a transition type year?
I am now. You're managing maybe more emotions when things aren't going well, right? Yeah. You're managing more of a group. And you know, kind of making sure you know, is it carrot or stick? You're taking that temperature every day of what this group needs to kind of keep pushing forward. Now with the players coming in and the depth increasing, that's when sometimes it's more about individual management, because the reality is, you know, some guys have to sit and they're used to playing and there's competition. But that's very, very healthy for a manager. It's a little taxing, but it's what I do. And I always say that the last thing I want as a manager is an easy team to manage. And because I want competitive guys. I want guys that want to be on the field and are upset if they're not in there. And I want good options. I want enough players to have options going forward. So it's been good. It's good to have the bodies, but the trick is to incorporate these guys and get results while we're doing that.
So we were talking, we're talking to Ben Olsen, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. They've got a home match tomorrow evening at Shell Energy Stadium versus the Seattle Sounders, another one of those teams that's not far off there in the West. But we've seen, you talked about a little bit of the acquisitions that you've had in the transfer market as the window has closed. And Andre has been fantastic, but there's still some other guys that you guys acquired that we haven't seen yet. Like, who should Dynamo and Houston fans be maybe excited to see once they're able to take the pitch here relatively soon?
Well, we just got a center back, and he played his first minutes, Pablo Ortiz from Colombia. He's been in Europe playing, and this is his first stint in the MLS. We like his qualities, you know, his physical traits and technical his technical abilities. Again, something we're looking forward to seeing too. But again, it takes time. Center backs, it takes a little bit more time. It's defensive, understanding the game model and relationships. Andre so far has been great. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned Linger. He's been a piece that we've needed, someone that's you know, really good in the box, can score, can provide, and he's also got a nice little screw loose about him, which I like. He's a competitive guy, and I think we need some personality in here. Dwayne Holmes is another guy that we haven't seen yet, who's been injured since we got him. He's coming back in the next week or two. We're still waiting on Quiñones and Lawrence Anali, who both have real pace that we need some juice up top and on the wing. A new forward named Tayasi, who is going to help out up top and score goals. So it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. This is a very rare time to have this many new faces coming into a team. So it's been an interesting challenge for the staff to kind of incorporate them, but one we're looking forward to.
And one of the things, you know, as we're leading up to Saturday's match at Shell Energy Stadium, it's actually the Dynamo are going to host the Season 20 celebration. Alumni are going to be back. And the first thing that I'm thinking of when I saw that is, it's been 20 years? I mean, it's been 20 years already of the Dynamo. It doesn't seem like that long. But the question has to do with the 20 years of the Dynamo and obviously MLS, et cetera. This thing wasn't given much of a life, and it's thriving. And where do you feel like it's going now?
I've been so lucky because I was here the second year it started, back in 1998. So to kind of have this front row seat to the league's development has been amazing. And there's been all these moments where it's taken another step up, you know, and even the last couple years as the money comes and the stadiums come and the owners are, you know, throwing more and more at this, the Messi deal, the Apple deal. So there's all these moments that really push us to another level here and then also globally. You mentioned the 20 years with the Dynamo. I get a lot of love and respect for those teams. They used to kick my butt, frankly. Mm-hmm. We'd come here from D.C. and we'd leave battered physically, mentally. They were just, you know, some of the best teams this league's ever seen. So Pat Onstad, who's our general manager, played for some of those teams. He does a wonderful job of celebrating the past of the Dynamo, and it'll be a special weekend for those guys, and they keep tabs, and it's a big part of the culture here. So looking forward to seeing some of those guys, and hopefully we can reward them with an entertaining game and 3 points.
Now, Ben, you mentioned when you were talking about Andre Linger, you mentioned that he's got a little bit of a screw loose, and that immediately made me think of, I mean, because we've been watching the NBA playoffs, and of course, I'm not trying to say that Andre Linger is anything like Draymond Green, but like I've been lamenting Steve Kerr.
Oh, or maybe not.
Okay, well, I'll let you answer that. But Steve Kerr, like I've been lamenting like his management style for him. How do you go about managing a player that has that kind of fire, but then you keeping them in a place where they can direct that into the space that you want them to?
Oh, that's a great question. I love Steve Kerr. I've watched him. I've studied him. I really, in some ways from afar, I resonate with him. And his ability to manage Draymond, it's so difficult because you can't overmanage him. He is going to still be that guy. And you also rely on that, right? You rely on his fire. And I've got a guy here in some ways in Franco Escobar who I rely on his personality and fire. And it's an important part because when the lights come on, those are the guys you want to go to battle with. But man, can it spill over. And managing those players and trying to keep them in their sweet spot of just on that edge is hard. It's a really, really difficult thing. And, gosh, Draymond's on the edge at all times. I mean, you watch him play. I watched him a little bit last night, and I think he's got he has so many technicals at this point. He gets two more, he may be suspended for a game. But, you know, I think he knows him really well. They got some history. I saw a great thing where he was sitting with Draymond on the bench. I think it hit kind of Twitter and all this stuff, where he was explaining, you know, or just calmly with love, you know, with Draymond. I'm sure he's figured it out, but it's not easy. But you need those guys, man. You need those guys if you want to hold trophies.
Well, we always appreciate talking to you. We wish you, we hope you get a win versus Seattle tomorrow. And I will say, I saw when you signed Jonathan Bond, and I was like, damn, that might have taken away my opportunity to come out and train with you to maybe be a goalkeeper, man. I was like,
we always got space. Okay. We always got space for somebody to sit in there and just smash balls against.
Yeah, I guess I don't love that description, but you know what? We'll still find the time. We'll make the time to make it happen. Ben, we appreciate you so much. Go get them tomorrow.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks.
All right. There it is. Ben Olsen, man. I always want to call him the manager. Head coach.
I know.
Of the Houston Dynamo. They'll be back in action tomorrow at Shell Energy Stadium. 7:30 is when the kicks off at Shell Energy Center.
Yeah.
Over there at Edo. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's circle back around to the Texans because NFL.com ranked the NFL's top 15 quarterbacks on rookie contracts. And that would then put C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels in kind of conflict. Is C.J. Stroud versus Jaden Daniels the next quarterback rivalry? And what is it going to take for C.J. Stroud to make sure that he's over top of them in this next season? Let's talk about it next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.